Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And before we get into the program tonight, I want to talk about something that's happened today. Most of you probably already know. But we're going to take a moment here and just talk about some things. There's also a channel message. I want you to go. First of all, I want you to go to www.insightswithmichael.com and go to our blog. This morning, I was at my computer, like a lot of you, and all of a sudden, I saw breaking news. There was a shooting in Connecticut. And then my spirit guide, Stephen, told me, he said, you know, hey, you know, at that time, we didn't know about the loss of life. We didn't know the things that we do know now. And but at that moment, you know, I went to the library. Stephen jotted a channeled message down. And it sort of addresses the situation. So I would go to www.insightswithmichael.com and go over to our blog. And there is a channeled message from Stephen there. Stephen's channeled twice within this week, which is very unusual for Stephen to do that. So in talking about spirit guides, we actually have Helene. I hope I say your name right. And I have a hard time with names, so if I didn't get your name right, give me a little break. But she channels Thomas, and we are going to welcome both of them to our program here in a little bit. Stephen, my spirit guide, so excited. I've never seen him this excited about a guest, and he's so excited about Thomas and channel that he has. So we appreciate them both being here tonight. But, you know, I don't have answers with things that happen like this today. You know, I didn't know there was loss of life until I got home later and I turned on the TV, and well, not the TV, the computer, and, you know, 27 people lost their lives today. A lot of those were children. We don't understand these kind of things, and I don't really have an answer. I wish I could tell you something, but I don't. All that we are going to do is we're going to take a moment of silence here, and then we're going to go in with the rest of our program like we normally do. But the one thing that Spirit really wants me to tell you is not to go into a place of anger. A lot of times when tragedies happen like these, a lot of times our first response is anger. But we have to come to a place of understanding, and we have to come to a place of peace, and we have to come to a place of healing. Or if we don't do that, my friends, we're going to have these things. For whatever reason today, somebody decided to do this. We don't know why. And we're probably never will know why. But let's remember those impacted today. Let's remember the families of these children. Let's remember the families of the adults that lost their lives as well today. And let's take a moment of silence. And we're going to do that right now. Actually, what I want you to do, if you have a candle in your home, I want you to go get it, and I want you to light it. And as you light it, I want you to remember the families today, tonight. You know, this impacted all of us in one way or another. I cannot imagine tonight parents trying to sit down with their kids and trying to calm them down and trying to talk to them and getting them to understand this. Because I'm an adult and I'm having a hard time understanding it. So let's light a candle and let's remember life's. Okay, I'm going to light mine right now. And thank you for doing that with me. Please remember the families in prayer during this time. Okay? Now, let's go on and open with prayer, and then we're going to play our opening song, and then we're going to have our guests on. All right? Let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother, God, I would just thank you for this day. Father, Mother, God, we thank you that you give us an understanding that goes beyond our understandings. We don't understand tragedies. We don't understand these kind of things. But I am so thankful that I have a spirit guide that helped me today to get through some of this stuff. And we all have spirit guides. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for Thomas and Helene as they come forward here in a little bit. I thank you for her abilities. I thank you for her gifts that she's going to be sharing with us tonight. I thank you for leading her to this program at this moment. There is nothing done that you're not orchestrated. And we know that. Father, Mother, God, I pray tonight for the families and for everybody, because this has impacted everybody in some way or another today, some more than others. And Father, Mother, God, we just ask for peace where there might be a little bit of anger tonight. And Father, Mother, God, we just ask you to send angels to everyone tonight and wipe away the tears. Try to heal the broken hearts and the scared little kids. And the scared adults, maybe. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the listeners as always. I thank you for them so much. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just ask that you would just help me move out of the way and that you would help me move into where you want me to be tonight, which is in this now moment. Father, Mother, God, bless Helene as she comes forward. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you again for her. We thank you for her spirit guides. And we thank you for your love. Surround us all with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. And we say amen. And we will be right back with our guests. Do not go anywhere. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Spirit and body.
Before we get my guest on with us, we need to do a couple of things. I want everybody, if you're feasible and possible, I want you to put your feet flat on the floor for me. This is a grounding exercise. It helps you ground. I don't know about you, but my mind is fluttering around a little bit, so we need to ground ourselves, especially right now. Especially with the events of the day. So I want you to visualize. I want you to close your eyes, please. I want you to close your eyes. Just let your eyes close. I want you to listen to my voice for just a second. And I want you just to release everything right now. Just not play any of the stuff of the day. Just no matter how your day's gone, just let's just clear our minds. Let us call spirit into our lives right now and just center on spirit. Center on spirit. Okay, I want you to center in spirit. Then I want you to, from that center of you, which is right in the center of your chest, there's a center. And I want you to visualize roots going down the seven chakras, go to the root chakra, which is your base chakra. And I want you to see roots going out of you into Mother Earth, okay? And I want you just to keep grounding yourself, just visualizing that. Now, the next thing I want you to start visualizing with me is I want you to visualize a white bubble around you, okay? I want you to visualize white light around you, okay? Then I want you to visualize that white light around you, then in your home where you're listening to this program. Then from your home into your neighborhood, from your neighborhood into your town, from your town into the world and beyond. Okay? And I thank you for doing that with me. And let's say hello to my guests. I'm so excited. So let's say hello. Hi, you're on air with me.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am so excited myself. I find that God is awesome.
I was watching a video of you earlier today where you were interviewed by this young lady on YouTube, and I could just see when I was watching you, I just saw that light of God inside of you just shining out of you, and I was just so excited. I was like, man, I can't wait for tonight. And so, and my spirit guide, because I channel as well, and my spirit guide was so excited. He's like, I can't wait. And I was like, well, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. but now I'm not sure exactly how to say your name. Could you say it for us, please?
It was Helene, and it is now Helene.
Okay. Okay.
H-E-L-E-N-N-E. Helene.
Helene. Okay.
Tomas is Tomas. T-O-M-A-S. As he informed me when he first came to me.
Now, okay, let's talk about your name change. Let's start with you, and then we'll get to your spirit guide. Why did you change your name, and was that spirit-led, and how did you do that?
I believe that everything is spirit-led.
Okay.
I don't believe, and this is from Tomas's teachings, that nothing happens by accident or chance.
Right.
And that everything is worked on a divine plan.
Right.
And our human minds cannot comprehend God's mind.
Right.
Beyond us.
Yeah.
And so I was directed to go to a Swami many years ago.
Right.
It was very negative. And at that time I had first begun to channel Tomas. And I really went to him because I was trying to convince myself to make tapes of the work from Tomas, to do channel tapes. And I couldn't seem to get myself to do it. And I went there, and he suggested to me that I changed my name to Helene and add one more N in my name, and that it be Helene to take out the negative. And it sounded, it just felt right. And I did it, and I've been Helene ever since.
Well, that's good. And you know, I'm following that. Now, tell us a little bit about you. I mean, now before you met your spirit guide, were you into spirituality? Were you into something else? Were you into religion? You know, just a little bit of background about yourself, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Absolutely. Not religion. I explored many religions, Christianity, Jewish. I'm born Jewish.
Okay.
And my own Hinduism and Buddhism and everything, looking for something. And I could never find it in organized religion.
Right.
And so I'm far from a religious person. And what happened to me, I was started dabbling in metaphysical things.
Okay. Right.
And American Indian law. And this will fit in when I tell you how I met Tomas. You'll understand.
Okay. Okay.
And I began to be a rock collector, crystal collector.
Right.
And I started taking Reiki, and I became a Reiki master. And I began to do spiritual practices. And I had no idea of what was in store for me.
Right.
Absolutely none.
Right.
And I was 47 at the time. Okay?
Okay.
And I was very screwed up, very frightened of everything, full of anxiety, a lunatic. I really was a lunatic. I was looking for something, and I didn't know what I was looking for.
Right.
But I knew I needed something, and I didn't know what it was, and I kept searching, searching, searching. And on the day after, it was really an interesting experience, because I had gone to this metaphysical bookstore, and this book jumped out into my hands, and it was called Opening to Channel. And I never had any intention. I had offers of psychics wanting to train me, and I always, no, 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 I don't want it, no, no,
right.
No. And the book, because it came to me the way it came to me, I decided to read it. And I read it in like one day.
Cool.
Put it away. And the next day after my birthday is October 5th, so I'm a Libra.
Right.
October 6th, I went to Hollywood Beach. I live in Florida.
Okay.
And I went to Hollywood Beach just to relax. That was that is still my healing place. And I took my umbrella and I slept down my chair and the whole nine yards.
Right.
And I sit down under my umbrella, very close to the ocean. And the next thing I knew, I saw myself. I was not meditating. I saw myself walking in a white cotton shift. And I came to a wall with a crystal door in it. And all I had to do was stand in front of the door and be willing to enter. And I did. And I came into a garden filled with flowers, many different kinds of flowers, some I knew, some I didn't, all colors. And I continued to walk, and I came into another area of trees, like bouquets of trees. And again, some I knew, some I didn't know. And off in the horizon was a crystal mountain with a crystal castle on it, on top of it. And I went up the path, and again, I came to a crystal door, a crystal wall, I'm sorry, with a golden door. And again, I just stood in front of the door, willing to go in, and I came into a crystal room in the castle. And everything was full of color. But color like I have never, ever seen before or since. Everything was crystal. The walls were crystal. The ceiling, very high ceilings, were crystal. The floor, everything. And on the left side was crystal shelves filled with books and books and books.
Right.
And to the right of me sat three entities in white robes and hoods at a long crystal table. And they spoke to me telepathically. I couldn't see their faces. I didn't know if they even had a face.
Right.
And they said to me telepathically, we are going to be your guides, but before you're ready for us, we are going to give you a preparation guide. And appeared in front of me this huge American Indian with a blanket of many colors over one shoulder. And he said to me, my name is Tomas, T-O-M-A-S. Tomas is my name. My name is Tomas, T-O-M-A-S. And he said it to me about six or seven times. That's all he said to me. The next thing I knew, boom, I was back on the beach. I was so freaked out. I did not understand what happened to me,
right.
What it was, what I was going to do with it. Was it good, bad, right, wrong? I had no idea. I was so scared. I picked up my stuff, and as I bent to pick up my stuff, there was a perfect, about an inch and a half, coral shell in front of my feet. A shell that is never ever found on Hollywood Beach, without a scratch. It was a perfect shell, coral shell. And if you go on my website, you'll see the shell.
Okay.
And I took it to mean that it was good because I was into Indian law, as I said,
right.
And shells were a sign of abundance and prosperity.
Right.
And so I felt it was good. And with that, I ran the hell off the beach as fast as I could go.
Right.
The next day, I tried to call people to be with me so I could channel. And I couldn't get anybody to channel with me, to be there.
Right.
I channeled, and I did the whole thing with the candles and the music, and I had a tape recorder. And at that time, Tomas told me that my sister-in-law, my brother had previously passed away, and that my sister-in-law had decided at that time to join my brother. And about 8 months later, that proved to be very true. He did.
Right.
And I can tell you that I'm not a psychic, although he has predicted for people. I have no control over what goes on in the session. The session is a conversation between Tomas and the person.
Right.
Worked upon their deepest need. And what that means is that you may come with a preconceived notion of what's going to happen.
Right.
And that may not happen at all. Something else may happen.
Right.
Every time people have asked me, well, do you channel people that have departed? And I've said, oh, no, he doesn't do that. Then he'll come and he'll do that. So I cannot answer for him anything of what's going to go on.
Right.
It works directly on the person's deepest need. Tomas is a spiritual healer. He is he's reincarnated twice on Mother Earth, both times as a male, in the 13th and 15th century. And I do know who he was because he's told me. But very few people know because he doesn't want people to come because of who he is.
Right.
People to come because of the information. We work on people that are stuck. They're stuck in their lives. And they can't seem to get out.
Right.
Can't seem to get out on their own way, of their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what we do. And we have classes that we're going to be starting. And we have tapes, a series of 10 tapes with meditations and what we call homework that the person needs to do to move themselves. We have the CDs that are on my website, which is beaconofthelight.com. And there you will see what we do, and you'll hear, again, Tomas' story. You'll read it. And you will also learn that this has been the most, I don't even have a word for it. I can tell you that Tomas and I have had fights, because I would fight with him, but I have never known him to be wrong.
Right.
We started out, I'm channeling him 22 years, 23 right now. October 6th was our 23rd anniversary.
Right.
We don't advertise. I'm shocked that you found me. Is it Michael?
Yes, Michael. Yeah.
Michael, I'm shocked you found me, because I still don't know how you found me.
Hey, the only thing I can tell you is that Stephen must have led you to you, because I don't know either. Somebody asked me that today. They go, how did you find it, this person?
I know, because I have no idea either. I have no idea, but when I got your message,
right,
I was told yes.
Right.
Absolutely. I'm here to help people in any way I can. I believe that Tomas and I contracted for this many, many eons ago.
Right.
And that he's a very, very powerful, gentle, loving soul. And I have clients that come to me and just love him. And he has never been wrong. Although people have not always agreed with him, I've had them call me later and say, you know, after thinking about it, he's right.
Right.
Because he's always right.
Right.
Always right. And he'll be the first one to tell you that. He's very funny. He has a sense of humor.
Right.
When I channel him, you will see that my voice does not really change, because I asked that not to happen because I was okay. So scared.
Right.
I asked that my voice remain. I didn't want a booming man's voice coming out of me.
Right.
This pattern of speech changes. How I speak changes.
Right.
And I started out as a trance channel, which I still am. Although I sometimes now also am a conscious channel as well. And my intuition gets stronger and stronger as I go with it, because I find that when doubt doesn't happen,
right,
your intuition gets stronger. And I want to say that I'm no different than anybody else. We all have the ability to do it.
Right.
If we choose to do it, that's my service to God, is that I do this. I serve God and I serve my brothers. And I'm a living testimony to the miracle and the power of God in love and healing. If I tell you that I was suicidal most of my life, I was. Right. If I tell you that I had addictions going, which I did, and I still have some of them.
Right.
I tell you that I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle of God.
Right.
And I just have a blessed life. Do I have everything I think I need? No. Do I have everything that I want? No. Is God in charge of my needs? Absolutely.
Right.
I get everything I need, and then I find out it's what I wanted all along.
Right. Now, there's a lot of people on my switchboard. I can see a lot of people asking for your website. Could you give us your website again, please? Because a lot of people are asking for that.
Beaconofthelight.com.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
www.beaconofthelight.com.
Yeah, and I'll...
B-E-A-C-O-N.
Right.
Of the light.
And also, I think we have a link to your. I think I have a link to your website. On our site. If not, we will definitely have that up there.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. So And, you know, I just find you, you know, when you are talking, and this has never happened with any of my guests, but when you're talking, there's like this huge chill. I mean, this is like coming over me. And you know, it's just your voice. And you know, just you are totally amazing. I want you to, you know, and I, you know, when I'm thinking, I'm just sitting here thinking, okay, how did I find you? You know, I'm still going over that. But, you know, and also what's very interesting, I can relate to you because even with Stephen, when I started channeling, you know, I was very reluctant. Sometimes I choke him when he does try to talk, but because he does have a different voice when he comes forward. But, you know, and, you know, you're writing a book. Is that correct? Are you in the process?
I am.
Okay, what's your book?
It's called The Reluctant Channel.
Okay. Could you explain a little bit about the title of your book? And I think we can figure it out. But.
Let me tell you, I wasn't the easiest person to ever work with, as mm-hmm. with my spirit guide. I had no self-esteem.
Right.
I couldn't understand why God would choose me to do
right.
this.
Right.
And that was my most difficult lesson, is you could choose anyone in the world to channel him. Why would you choose me?
Right.
And that was a very, very difficult lesson. And in the beginning, I channeled a lot for homosexual men that had AIDS.
Right.
And they were my first clients, so to say. And I was scared, you know, because nobody at that point knew how AIDS was transmitted.
Right.
And I had these sick people coming to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Tomas, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to use the bathroom? Am I let him use the bathroom? Do I let him drink out of my glasses? Do I give him paper
right.
cups? What do I do?
Right.
He said to me, you do nothing. You give him glasses and you let him use the bathroom and you're safe. You're fine.
Right.
I was. And I made some wonderful, wonderful friends and that have made their transition home.
Mm-hmm.
And I often say I have more friends in spirit than in walking around in a body.
Right.
And my life is a miracle life. As I said, I had a very hard time with Tomas because he didn't tell me what he was doing. He didn't
right.
tell me what he was going to do. And I had to find out.
Right.
Let me tell you a funny story. You're going to appreciate this. I did a lot of groups. You know, people would have groups come in for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this client call me, and she said, I was in one of your groups, and I want to have a group for you. And I said, okay, fine. And so we made plans to have a group. Anyway, a couple of days later, she called me back, and she said, we've had a change of plans. And I said, okay. And she said, we're going to have the group in a nudist camp. And I said, okay. And I had one. I said, I have one question for you. She said, what? I said, do I have to get naked to go in this camping channel? And she said, no. And so I brought Thomas to a nudist camp. There we channeled. We had about 8 or 10 appointments. And I was so drunk by the time I left, I couldn't get out of the nudist camp because I get filled with energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like almost like being drunk. Because what happened is when Tomas first came to me, I called a friend of mine and I said, I've just met my spirit guide. And she said to me, come over, I want to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over and he had to lower his energy to come into me.
Right.
I had to raise my energy to accept him.
Mm-hmm.
And we practiced every night. Every night we practiced. I mean, I could tell you story after story after story with us. And tell you he's brought in other channels. He's, you know, we're... You have to take a 6-week course, and Tomas will bring in a channel if somebody wants to be a channel in, like, 10 minutes if they want it bad enough.
Right.
I mean, it's just, he's amazing.
Right.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
And he's helped a lot of people. A lot of people. And The Reluctant Channel was my journey with him. And it was, I got to tell you, it was hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would get lessons, and he would call them opportunities. And I would be screaming, what do you mean opportunities? I'm in hell, for God's sake.
Right.
And he would say to me, no, it's an opportunity to grow and learn.
Right.
And he was right.
No.
And
yeah. You know, it's funny because I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, hey, this sounds like my story. so I can,
I can
totally relate. You know, it's like I'm sitting here going, hey, wait, I think this sounds very familiar. Okay, but yeah,
I feel at some point, and I don't know why I'm saying this, but I felt it from the beginning of us,
you know,
when you emailed me, that at some point I'm going to come out and meet you face to face. And I don't know why, but I have that gut feeling.
Yeah, that'd
be
awesome.
And I'm not saying tomorrow, but whatever. Right. I just have that gut feeling.
Right. Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, I felt that when I was watching your YouTube video today, I was like, you know, I'm going to sit across from this lady and you know, we're going to learn from each other, and it's going to be really awesome. I can just see that in the future. Now, for somebody that is listening to us, you know, going, okay, what are they talking about? Okay, what would, you know, because there might be some people listening to us saying, okay, these people are off their rocker. How would you describe channeling? What is channeling to you? I mean, what is that?
Channeling, for me, was the scariest thing that ever happened to me. I didn't know what it was. And it's when I go to another plane. I, as Helen, go to another plane of consciousness where I learn lessons, and spirit, Tomas, comes in my body and uses my body.
Right.
Now, sometimes I'm able, if it's a lesson that they want me to know, I come and I look down and I see it like a movie. Okay?
Okay.
If they don't want me to know, then the session is between Tomas and the person, and I don't have any conscious memory of it.
Okay.
So a lot of times when I come back in, and time, we don't do time.
Right.
We stay in as long as the person needs us to stay in. So we don't do an hour, and then we're gone.
Right.
It goes as long as it needs to go. And when a session is over, the person knows clearly what was said. They understand clearly what to do, and they have a great clarity. Now, whether they do it or not is up to them.
Right.
We have no control over it. We are simply vehicles of truth.
Right.
A lot of times we get people that have been abused, and they have no conscious memory of the abuse because they blocked it out.
Mm-hmm.
And Tomas will help them. And if they don't remember, it's all right, because he will say to them, how do you feel about that? Does it feel to be true or not? And it doesn't matter what answer they give.
Right.
It could be yes or no. It doesn't matter. They have to go into their heart space, not their head space, because their head will defeat the session, because that's the ego mind.
Right.
And they have to go with their heart. And it's very powerful. And Tomas, I want to just tell you one quick thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Years ago, I had no money, and Tomas wanted to do tapes, CDs, tapes. That's how many years ago it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally found a recording studio. I went to about four or five. Two of my clients went with me, and we searched for a recording studio. And I finally found this place, and I asked them if they had a problem with channeled material. And they said no, it was fine.
Right.
So we went in and we created tapes. Now, we have tapes that are, you can purchase on the website, which are channeled from Tomas. And as I said before, that we've created them now into CDs.
Right.
Each tape was done on one take. Tomas has never done more than one take on it, on the CD or the tape.
Right.
So we call him like Frank Sinatra of the channeling world.
Right.
Frank Sinatra would come in and record a song and not have to do it again, one time.
Right.
And so each set consists of information so you understand, a meditation so you can begin the healing work on yourself, and the instructions of what to do, the exercises, the homework.
Right.
So we believe that we are our own healers,
mm-hmm.
and that there is no such thing as a healer.
Right.
And you heal with help, but there are no healers. And you heal yourself. And that's very important because a lot of times, and I used to do this, I used to go to healers and have them lay hands on me.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be fine until I have the thought. And then it was right back again.
Right.
So thought does create. And I want to start giving classes because it's in my heart to do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is my purpose. This is
right.
what I've been waiting for. We came too early. That was our problem. But I guess we needed it because I needed to familiarize myself with him.
Right.
And people weren't ready for us. And it's very specialized. I know of nobody else that does the work that we do.
Right.
And I've had people call me. I've gone to Argentina. Some of my clients sent for me to come to Argentina.
Right.
And I don't speak Spanish. I mumble a few words in Spanish.
Right.
And if I tell you that Tomas doesn't speak Spanish either, because he won't put anything in my body that I don't already have.
Mm-hmm.
And if I tell you that we had interpreters and that the interpreters were not needed because the people understood him.
That's amazing.
Would you believe that?
Definitely, yeah. I would believe it. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, it's been so amazing. That I can't, like I said, I don't advertise.
Right.
There's no place that you could find an advertisement for Tomas except on the website, which I did, which had no hits. From now, it's going to get hits.
Right.
And I want to do a blog. I've started now to do Tomas Says, which I'm going to start because I hired an assistant to help me.
Right.
Because technology wise, I'm illiterate.
That's cool.
So, excuse me.
Right.
So,
no problem.
You know, to be able to do a blog and do Tomas Says and Tomas Predicts
right.
for the coming year.
Right. That'd be cool.
And
yeah.
some of the predictions are the energy for the coming year starts in October of the year. It starts October, November, and December.
Right.
So we are already in the energy of 2013, and it is going to be a very hard energy, as you already stated.
Right. Yeah.
It's going to be a very tough energy. He's told us it's going to be more fires, floodings, and storms, wind, mm-hmm. three things. He told us that 6 months ago.
Right.
We were told that. And right now, it's important in preparation for this coming year that you be very secure in your connection with God spiritually.
Right.
Because there's going to be a lot of fear and anxiety here. And the light workers cannot be of help if they are dragged into it.
Correct.
We have to stay on the shore. We have to be the ones that extend the rope. to the people that are drowning.
Right.
And we have to stay on the shore. We cannot get sucked in. And Thomas has been talking about that all of last year as to what was coming. So we will get through this.
Right.
And we do have many light workers that are ready, that have worked on themselves enough to be ready to be of service.
Right.
All is not lost. No darkness can withstand the power of God and the golden white light.
Right.
Golden white light, the God light, shines upon any dark place and illuminates it with love. And remember that in the days to come. Nothing happens by chance. Everything is divinely inspired. Even though we don't understand it, our minds cannot understand the mind of God. We cannot. All we need to do is accept it. We don't have to like it. And awful things happen. But we need to send love to these people that do these awful, horrible things because they have lost the light.
Right.
They have lost the light. They are lost souls.
Right.
All we can do is pray for them. And this is going to sound awful, but there are certain volunteers that come down and that volunteer for these horrendous things because there are no victims. And that's the truth. There are no victims. And I'm not saying that it's not awful. It is awful.
Right.
Absolutely, it is awful. And it's disgusting. And I hear a lot of awful, disgusting things coming in my home.
Right.
Yet the energy here is very clean because God cleans it out.
Right.
And we are given a gift. Every single one of us is created equally.
Right.
No one is better or less than anyone else. And it all works on free will, choice.
Right.
And that's very important because choice is sacred, and not even God can touch free will.
Right.
That means that it's up to us. If we want to jump in the ocean of anxiety and fear, or we want to stay in the shore and the golden white light and extend our hands to our brothers that need us. And Thomas has a way of saying, he says, there's two churches on Mother Earth. One is the church of love, where you worship God. And the other is the church of fear, where you worship fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your choice as to what church you want to go into. And
right.
If you make a mistake, not a sin, a mistake, and you go in to the church of fear, all you need to do is change your mind and say, nope. I don't want to be here. I'm going in the church of love. Because the church of love is where we accept and we ask for God's will for us and the power to carry it out, whatever that may be. And I want to just say this. I used to pray and I used to bargain and I used to plead with God, help me, please, I'll do this. I'll never do this again if you just do this for me. I'll never do it.
Right.
To me, that was not praying. Thomas explained it, that I was telling God what to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
And who was God? Who was I to tell God what to do for me? So I was telling and not asking.
Right.
Asking is God's will for me, whatever that looks like.
Right.
Whatever God wants for me, wherever God wants me to go, whatever God wants me to do, just Father, send me clear signs of your will for me and the power to carry it out.
Right.
And I will do it. I just ask to be your channel. Give me your wisdom so that I may share it with my brothers.
Now, I have a question. You mentioned earlier in the conversation, and then I would love if you can bring forth Thomas here in a few minutes. But you mentioned the three guys at the very beginning of your journey, and then that Thomas came forward first. Now, do you channel them now,
Actually, that's a good question. Actually, what happened to me is when I got Thomas, after getting him, I got a guy by the name of Triel.
Okay.
And I got another guy by the name of Heron.
Okay.
I used to channel years ago in the Graves Archaeological Museum, and they had a huge, like, 5,000-pound crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have groups in there once a month. And Triel would come out. And Triel was never incarnate. When you get a guy that's never been in body, it's
right.
very difficult because they come in with such an energy that Triel's energy, I had to constantly walk back and forth, never stopping, back and forth, because my body was so filled with energy.
Right.
I couldn't wear a bra. I couldn't wear a ring. I couldn't wear anything waisted. I had to be in, like, a flowing caftan kind of thing because he couldn't take any limit. And when he would come out and he would do the Graves Museum, I would be in bed 3 days afterwards because it was so hard on my body.
Right.
And Heron was a similar type. And I had to ask Spirit to not let them come back to me
mm-hmm.
because they were too hard on me.
Right.
And, yes, I do channel the three now, but I channel them in writing.
Okay.
And I channel Thomas verbally because I love Thomas.
Right.
And he wanted to go a while back. He said that he was finished.
Right.
And he wanted to go. And I'm talking about my clients and so forth, asked him to please stay.
Right.
So he has stayed.
Cool.
And he's just, I love him. Love him.
Yeah. I mean, that's like with Stephen and my spirit guide. I mean, you know, he's my best friend. And, I mean, I don't know what I would do without him. I mean, of course, you know, he does his best, you know, to say, hey, you know, I need a channel and I need to do this. But like with you, sometimes, you know, I fight that. And, you know, just because of, you know, what are people going to think? What are people going to say? And I, you know, but now it's like, you know, I know it's time to really let him come forward. But we would love, we got a few minutes here. I don't know how exactly this works with you. So
I need about a minute of silence to bring him in.
Okay.
When I bring him in, you'll know. He'll call you, Ethan.
Okay.
He'll have just a conversation with you.
Okay.
You'll see. I'm going to bring him in.
Okay.
Hello, my son.
Hi, Tom. I am fine, Thomas. It's a pleasure to meet you, and it's an honor for you to be here with us tonight. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about you your host told us a little bit, but I would love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
What is it you desire to know?
What I desire to know is, because you're definitely into healing, what do you see our world really needing right now, from your point of view?
God, our Father, the source of all. We need trust and faith. We need to trust in the love the Father in heaven, the source of all God, has for each of us, his creation. And to be in certainty with that. Certainty is the absence of doubt. Are you certain, my son?
Yes. Definitely.
We know. When you can answer yes, then you know you are where you need be to extend the hand, the healing, and the wisdom of the Father in heaven, the source of all God. You are a light worker, my son, and you have been divinely directed to she who is channeled to we. You and she will have much work to do together. You will know me very well, for I am a most familiar energy to you. I have the ability to go wherever I choose to go. I can be with she who is channeled to we, and I can be with you, and I can be with others. When I am called, I will come. Thomas, come to me now. Let me be very clear with one thing. I am a vehicle for the Father in heaven, the source of all God. Is that clear?
Very clear. It's amazing. Now, how long have you been here on planet Earth? I mean, have you, I think that your host mentioned many times, but could you explain that a little bit?
Yes. I have been incarnate twice. Both times I have been a male entity. Okay. In the first time, I have been what we call the 13th century. I have been an American Indian. And I presented to she who is channeled to we as an American Indian because she would recognize that. Do you understand?
I do understand totally, yes.
In spirit, we have no spacesuit. We are pure energy. And therefore, when we present to the human being, we present to the being. Do you understand? And the being resides in the heart. Therefore, in the 15th century, I have been what you may call a saint. But I am not connected to any religious belief. I am only connected to the Father in heaven, the source of all God, our supreme creator, as we all are connected. Do you understand that?
Yes, definitely understand.
I am a very connected to animals. And it is the birds. And she who is channeled to me has a small dog that she who is channeled to me will call the daughter. And so we have grown together, she who is channeled to me and I, spiritually grown to now where she trusts me and what I say completely. And the connection to the Father in heaven, the source of all God, is clear with certainty. Certainty is the absence of doubt.
Now, Thomas, I have a question for you. Now, the one thing, how, if somebody was listening tonight, how can we get more of God into us? How can we clear our human minds where we can be more in touch with that? How would you suggest that for us?
Let me explain. First of all, any time there is what we call a duality. Duality comes from human being. That term, human being. The human is the mind. Some call it the ego. I choose to call it the small child mind. It is like a child of the age of 3 or 4, and it lives in fear and confusion, and it is very frightened of spirit, does not want to connect with spirit. The heart is the being. The being is the creation of the Supreme Creator. Therefore, the heart is where your wisdom lives, your wisdom and your intuition. Do you understand that?
Yes.
That your knowing. You know that you know. And it requires no conscious thought. It is very clear. And it says yes or no. No, yes, yes, no. The debate is in the mind. Now, the heart desires oneness and wholeness with the small child. The small child is the part that says no. You see? So it takes training to know where one is. She who was channeled to me told to you about the blessing that the Father in heaven, the source of all, has given. And that blessing is called free will, choice. Nothing and no one can touch choice, not even the Father. The human being chooses where they will be. They will be in the heart, or they will be in the head, and back and forth, and back and forth. And so, when I first came, I teach one must become vigilant of their thoughts. Without that, there can be no free will. Let me explain that. Thought creates. The more you think in worry and fear and anxiety, the more you will create it. Focus is the energy that is given to thought. What I am saying is that which you focus upon will create. The universe does not care that you don't want it. It takes literally what you are doing before what you are saying. In other words, action speaks louder than words. Your action is more important than your words. If the action and the words do not match, the universe will focus on what you are doing. In other words, let me give to you a demonstration. Let's say we have a thought. I'm not going to have enough money. I'm not going to have enough money. And what happens? You worry. And you think about it, and you think about it. What am I going to do? I'm not going to have enough. What will happen? Oh, no, I'm not going to have enough. And you think, and you worry, and you ponder, and you focus. What I am saying is this. You will not have enough money. If, on the other hand, you say, money comes easily and effortlessly to me, and I always have more money than I need. Money comes easily and effortlessly to me, and I always have more money than I need. And you focus upon that, you're going to create that as well. Now, if you'd go out and you demonstrate, and sometimes when she who is channeled to where you or others are steeped in fear, I will say go and purchase something for yourself to demonstrate trust and faith that there is enough and there will be enough.
Right.
And so it is constant vigilance. That is how one can, what is the word I desire to use? That is how one can shift. You understand? But if you are in a negative place of fear and anxiety, and you do not understand, there are 12 spiritual laws that function throughout the universe, and they are unlike human law. Spiritual law never changes.
Right.
It is written in stone. That means that once you learn it, it is yours. And that means that the outside is created by the individuals inside. Entities are taught that the reality is from the outside in. And that means that what people think of you, if they love you, if they tell you how good, kind, and wonderful you are, if you don't believe that, it means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you won't accept it. However, if you think that you are a kind, good being, it doesn't matter. In goes out. Then others will see that in you. If you are enough, you will have enough. Do you understand that, my son?
Yes, I do. I definitely understand that. So I appreciate your time talking about time. Thomas, we work on time still here, and we're running a little low on that right now. But I want to say it's been an honor and a privilege to talk to you. And I don't know how we get back to your host, but we do appreciate you so much, Thomas, and thank you so much for sharing with us tonight.
Thank you. I will bring She Who Is Channeled to be right back. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
Well, that's my man.
Yeah, man, that was amazing. And you know, I was like, man, I wanted more time, but you know, we're still on this time thing and on our planet, and so I would come
back and be with you anytime.
Okay, we would love to have you back, and we would give you more time, definitely. I didn't want to leave him. He just has an amazing presence, and I could just sit here for hours and hours.
What happens when people come?
Right.
They lose track of time.
Yeah.
They just want to stay. They don't want to go. And he doesn't do time, so a session can go 2-3 hours sometimes if they really need it.
Yeah, and that's amazing. Let me give people your website. Let me be sure to get this right. It's www.beaconofthelight.com. Is that correct?
Yes, or beaconofthelight.com.
Okay. Yeah, and I will definitely have – I don't think we have a link to you up yet. I meant to do that, and I don't think I have that working yet, but we will definitely have that working on our website and link to you all. But, you know, it's just amazing, and, you know, I can – the one thing that I've been sitting here when I've been talking to you, and it feels like that I've known you forever.
Yes.
I mean, when I saw you on YouTube today, it was like, man, I think I know her, but I don't. But I think what is amazing is that God connection that connects all of us together. And that's what, you know, our spirit guides are trying to bring to our planet right now, what they're trying to bring into our lives. And it's just an amazing thing. But, yes, you are definitely always welcome here. And we will definitely be talking to you about that. But anything else you want to share before I let you go? Because I got to take care of some business stuff. But anything else that you would like to share with us before we let you go tonight?
Michael, I want to thank you very much for having us. It's you helped me to fulfill my purpose. And I want you to know that I so love you and appreciate you.
Thank you.
And thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, I appreciate that so much. And, you know, like I said, you know, there's just this connection. And when you were talking about Thomas earlier, you know, I could feel him. I mean, I don't know exactly what I was feeling, but I know it was something different.
Oh, yeah, if you call him, he'll come. You'll feel him.
Yeah, and you know, I just felt that. And, you know, I tell people, you know, with my spirit guide, you know, people say, well, you know, Stephen has been here and Stephen's talked to me. And you know, I really appreciate what you were saying about, you know, Thomas can be different places because they have no restraints. They're not restrained by anything. So,
I just want to tell you real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
One point I had a friend, and she developed cancer at Hodgkin's.
Right.
And she called to Thomas one night to come to her. And Thomas came to her, and he told her that she would be healed.
Right.
And she has been healed. It's been about 15 years.
Awesome.
That's cool. Still friends. And I'm not saying that he, you know, please inundate me with, you know.
Right, yes.
It comes from your connection, your emotional connection. I just want to say this. The body is a receptacle. It holds all unprocessed emotions. That's one of our core teachings. It's like a garbage can. And in order to be healthy, you have to process all of these unmanifested emotions, anger, resentment, hostility, fear, all of these things have to be recognized and processed. So please look for us because we have so much to teach you.
Right.
And it's my pleasure to be a vehicle for God, one of the vehicles for God, not the only one.
Right.
One.
Yeah, just one of many. And but you're an amazing vessel, and we appreciate you so much. I am going to let you go now, but you know, you're, like I said, we'll be talking probably here in a few days, and I wrote down your number, so I'll probably talk to you on the phone and stuff. And but you know, again, thank you so much for coming, and you know, our love to you all, and thank you so much, and you have a great night.
Thank you, and God bless you, Michael.
All right, thank you. All right, bye bye. Yeah, you know, that was totally amazing. You guys go to www.beaconofthelight.com. I don't have words. I'm just like, I'm just totally amazed. And the one thing I will tell you is, if you don't understand channeling, maybe you're sitting there listening right now and you're going, what just happened? Look into it. Trust the intuition inside of you. If tonight seemed right to you, then that seems right to you. We're not telling you what to believe. What we're telling you and offering you is information. That's what we're offering you. That's what Spirit offers you on a daily basis. That's what Thomas was talking about earlier. Channeling is nothing to be afraid of. Channeling has always been here and always will be here. The one thing I want you to do tonight is just really listen to your heart. Listen to the Spirit within you that connects all of us together. There is something that goes beyond you and I. And you can feel it tonight. You know, Thomas, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on tonight with us. My spirit guide, which you probably know, just wants to say thank you. It was an honor to have you here with us. And, I'm like almost in tears because I could just feel the love. Can you guys feel the love that was coming out of her and out of Thomas tonight? Of any other time on our planet, don't we need that? That love needs to go forward. And touch lives. And when things happen like today, you know, sometimes it's hard to pray, but we still pray. We still pray for all people. Because there are people that are hurting and they need our help. They need that light. You know, she mentioned lost. There's a lot of lost people. And what we need to do as light people is to shine that light forth in that darkness that a lot of people are still stuck in and be that light and help them out of that. More than ever. If you like tonight's program, I will tell you, go to her website, send her a message, let her know. You can send emails to her. Send, if you can't get hold of her, send those to me at Spiritual Talk Radio. I will pass those on to her. Please let her know how much you appreciate her. I don't know how I found her. It's still amazing to me. She doesn't advertise. You heard her tonight. But I found her because Stephen led me to her. I believe that was everything inside of me. Your spirit guides want to lead you on your path. But you got to begin to ask them for help. They're right there. You know, I find it also very interesting that she started channeling, you know, when she was about 47, and I started channeling when I was later on in years too. It's just amazing to me a lot of the similarities here. And reluctant channel, that would describe me to the T. But yeah. But we got to trust Spirit more than ever. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Please continue to pray for the families and the people affected by the awful thing that happened earlier this morning in Connecticut. Our hearts go out to those people, of course. And if you need us, please drop us a line at spiritualtalkradio @gmail.com. I don't think I gave that earlier. So it is spiritualtalkradio@gmail.com. My mind is still trying to wrap around all of this. Our website for the show is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. If we didn't take your calls, I'm really sorry that we didn't take calls tonight, but I just didn't feel like that we were supposed to open the lines. Hopefully you understand that. It's not personal. It was just me following the leading of Spirit. She will definitely be back with us. And like I said, please visit her website, www.beaconofthelight.com. Thank you so much for listening tonight. We will be back on air on Monday, as far as I know. So we do have a guest for Monday. Right now I could not tell you who that is, but go to our website. It will tell you who that is. My brain is still trying to comprehend this, guys. So go to the website, www.spiritualtalkradio.com. Thank you again. Thank you so much, Lena and Thomas. Namaste to both of you. And we'll see you back here Monday for another exciting program on Spiritual Talk Radio. Good night, y'all. Peace be with you, and more than ever, we definitely need that. So peace be with you and have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday at 6 p.m. Central. Night-night.
Peace be with you as you roll on by. May tomorrow be